Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. I'm your host, Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope in the doopies on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are we doing, everyone? I honestly just woke up, came here, really excited. I got a great set for today. Yeah. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are asking, Ian, why did you play the I Love Lucy theme song instead of the official Doopy Time theme song, which is actually a thing and is forthcoming if you tune in on my regular time, Thursdays at 2 a.m. But why did you play the I Love Lucy theme song? Well, that has everything to do with today's theme, which I'm about to get into, because as I've previously established, Doopy Time is all the time, and Doopy is a word that means anything. So what is Doopy right now? Well, today, March 21st at 2 p.m., Doopy means to record part of a song and use the recording to make a new piece of music. So a synonym of that might be, for example, sample. So for today's show, I will be playing some of my favorite songs that utilize samples, as well as play the original song that the song is sampled from first. So you'll hear like an older song first and then like another song that samples that. And that's just going to be the theme of the show. Just looking at how these two songs like communicate with each other, I guess, and like how the new artist like flips the sample of the old artist. Yeah. And I also kind of wanted to make this a little bit of a game. So all of the like little pairs that I've paired up are like from, in my opinion, easiest to hardest. So if you think you know like what song is going to play next before like the new song plays, I don't know, text me, call in, see if you can guess. Yeah, that's the gist of today's show. So without further ado, I'm going to get into it. So first up, first we have the original song followed by the sampled song, like I already said, but this is Todd Rundgren's Is That Love. Let's take a listen. You just got done hearing Neon Indian's Deadbeat Summer. Actually, fun fact, didn't know this song was actually like sampled another song. I thought this was actually like an original sound that Neon Indian came up with. But that's like kind of like the beauty of sampling songs is that like you usually like when you look into like who sampled a song, you usually find another song that you might like just as much as the original song, which I think is kind of cool. And I actually discovered a lot of new music while I was doing like research for this set list, which has been really cool. And yeah, I cannot overstate how much music means to me. So yeah, moving on with our set list, we're also throwing it back again with Delegations, I Figure I'm Out of Your Life. And if you know the song that is sampled, it should become very clear to you within like the first like 5 seconds of me playing the song. And if not, then you're stupid. And it's a hard thing to have to come to, but it's a hard realization, but I'm here for you and I support you. This is Delegations, I Figure Them Out of Your Life. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
All right, you just got done hearing Catronata's track Uno, which samples the song before it. Delegations, I figure I'm out of your life. I mean, I just have so much respect and, like, admiration for Catronata as a producer. Not only that, but also a gay black producer. I think that that is just something that I feel goes untalked about when talking about Catronata, and I think it's important, and I think we should be talking about it more, which is why I'm talking about it right now, live in Studio A in Curtis Hall. Yeah, I actually got the chance to see Catronata live last semester. He came to House of Blues, and it was easily like one of the top, like one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my entire life. Like, that man knows how to put on a show. The opener was great. I actually went by myself, which I normally don't do. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. But it was great. I had an amazing time. I was like dancing. I was vibing. I was having just an amazing time. Yeah. And I got to hear that song live, actually. And it was really good. It sounds just as good live as it does like on like streaming services, and he like did all the cool transitions and shit, which is also really cool. Yeah, good stuff. We're gonna go into our next pair of tracks now. We are going to hear the Fuzzes, Leave It All Behind. Great song, and we'll see what song samples that right after this. All right, let's take a listen.
Leave it all behind me. just feel like I have other stuff on my mind these days.
All right, you just got done listening to The Avalanche's Sunshine. This wouldn't be, like, a setlist themed around samples if I didn't play a song by The Avalanche's, I feel, because they are, like, the definitive plunderphonics band, which basically means, like, if you're not aware, like, taking, like, a bunch of, like, old songs, sampling them, and then mashing them together to create an entirely new song. I wouldn't doubt that, I could probably do a whole set list based around, like, just one Avalanche's song. I think it'd be really funny I think it'd be really funny to do that. I won't be doing that. But if you need a theme for your show and you're listening, feel free to take it. Love the Avalanche's. One of my favorite bands of all time. Most listened to band of all time, too, actually. I was supposed to see them. And then they did, delayed their concert, unfortunately, but you best believe I will be there when they come. I think that's October, but yeah, my love for the Avalanche's knows no bounds. I think Wildflower, which is the song that Sunshine came off of, is honestly kind of an underrated album. It's not as good as Since I Left You, but it is also still, like, really good. Yeah, great stuff. Moving now into the, what is it, the Southern Hemisphere. We're going to listen to, I think this is from the 60s. It's a bossa nova track called Please Don't Crucify Me, Berimbau by Osi Panemas. Yeah, I have a funny story about this pair of tracks. So, but first, let's take a listen. All right, you've just got done listening to Izumi Makura's Stereo Narashite. Yeah, fun fact about the last two songs that I just played. So as if you're just not tuning in, welcome to Doopy Time. The theme of the show is sample. I've been playing like original songs first and then like the sampled songs next, if you were wondering why those two songs sounded similar. And I was actually I actually listened to these two tracks separately, like on their own, like within like months of each other, and I realized like, oh, this Izumi Makura samples this Osipanemas track. And so I went online to try and back this information up, and I actually couldn't find any confirmation online that this song is sampled. This song samples the other song, so I think I might be the first person to realize this. So if you're listening in, I don't know, little piece of music history. Crazy. I don't know. It's probably not going to matter too much in the long run, but I think it's cool. Yeah. Up next, we have Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes with Davinka, also known as Goddess. Let's take a listen. Thank you.
butterfly, searching for a relax, pulling from the jazz stacks cause it's Sunday. On the air is incense, sounds to the ceiling, trying to get this feeling since Monday. Looking out the window, watching all the people go, bugging off a funny vibe cause now it seems they're equal. Wonder what would train say, wonder what my pop say, bugging off the calmness in the apple. Who me? I'm cooling in New York, I'm chilling in New York. The hoods is on my block and the brothers at the court. The baseball hats is on and the projects is calm. Dream time's extended
and highly recommended.
But early birds like me's up checking out the scene. The early worms jog, forget about your job. Just come dig the essence while the decadence is hidden. When people act like people, the theory isn't pigeon. If you know the norm, it's like Hades transformed. On Sunday's early hours, the city sprouts its flowers. So get with the rhythms while you get in with the planets. Vibe off the jams, but don't take them for granted. Just chill. Venture through the streets in search of funky beats.
Extensive is the travels and it's heavy on the sneaks.
Yeah, it's kicking out the speakers of the Sunday morning Jeepers.
My man, you can is do it lovely.
Am I my brother's keeper?
We foot it to the park where the swoon units walk.
And sit with the Phoenicians, digging on musicians.
Hanging with the rebels, sipping on a Snapple.
Bugging with my crew, just tripping in the apple.
You be thinking peace when you vibing with your flock.
But you be thinking, damn, everybody got a Glock.
If you got some beef, please express that in silence or else violence.
But right
violence.
Here is the life, it's the children of the concrete.
Living off the fruits and the functions of the fat beats.
Hip-hop's all around, the members is growing.
Please dig on the sounds cause the good vibes they snowing. So chill, so chill. Praying that a game's on. Maybe it's the running reps. Maybe it's the Knicks. Maybe it's a rerun of an old TV show like Hawaii 5-0 or Karate Flicks. Maybe if the phone rings, butterfly will take wings. Speaking on some cool things, fronting like I cope. Born under flat ground, now I'm chilling shaky ground. Reaching for Pacific Heights, Sunday is my rope. Dig it. Sunday's to relax. Sunday's to relax. Some Sunday morning drama is calling up my mama. The hotline is in, I guess the silver's new the deal. Vibing off the jams of the cruise on Sugar Hill. Lay around and think, ain't nothing to do. Checking out some From, some Sartre, Camus. Mingus is our Dan Roach can drum. The DPs are life, there they go, here they come. It's time to grab some loot, put on the timber boots. Checking out some dollies, like Tasha and Kamali. New York is a museum with its posters and graffiti. If you're in the city on Sunday, come check me, get with me, get with me.
Alright, you just got done listening to Diggable Planet's Pacific. Pacifics. Actually didn't know about this song before I was doing the set list. And I actually, yeah, I was doing research and I found this song. And I actually listened to this album. And it is really good if... It is really good. There is no if. It's actually really good. You should listen to it if you like that little bit of like a jazzier... hip-hop, which I appreciate. So, before we get into our, unfortunately, last two songs of the set, I will be reading some quick PSAs. So, millions of kids are using their energy wisely by installing energy-saving light bulbs. It only takes a second. So what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov, a message from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council and WMFO Medford. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select Arts, Science, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Lovely. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about this set time, 2 to 3 p.m. I honestly, I'm gonna say it, I think I might actually prefer my 2 to 3 a.m. slot. I don't know if that's controversial or not. I think it's, I don't know. I've only ever done it one other time, so who am I to say? But I think I enjoy the experience of coming here at like 2 in the morning a lot more than coming here at 2 in the afternoon. Also, I don't think it helps that this campus is really empty and I feel very alone right now in terms of like just like people on campus. I don't know if that makes sense. But, yeah. At least now it's like I have time to do stuff after this. Like, after my 2 to 3 a.m. slot, I would probably... I just went to bed. But today, I'm making a trip to Whole Foods right after this. I brought my, like, little reusable bag. And my mom actually got me a gift card for Whole Foods so I can stock up on some groceries while I'm here. Shout out to my mom who is listening in. And I'm also going to a Mitski concert tonight, which is very exciting. I'm going with one of my friends and it should be a very interesting experience. Not interesting necessarily, but like I have seen Mitski live before and the experience was less than pleasant. Not because of Mitski herself as an artist, it was just that the audience sucked so much. I get why Mitski was like, please put your phones away and like be respectful during my sets, like, or whatever she tweeted out during that. I'm definitely paraphrasing and messing some shit up. But like, that crowd is like absolutely one of the worst crowds I've ever been in at a concert. Like, this girl next to me, she had drank a little too much, and during one of the quiet parts of the set, she shouted out to Mitski to say you're a communist and to denounce capitalism. Needless to say, Mitski did not do that. and then, actually, during one of the acoustic parts, she shouted at, she like heckled her again. And I could tell Mitski was getting very visibly annoyed. But then the girl mysteriously disappeared behind me and I never saw her again, except I think there's like a little puddle of throw up right by the like exits, and I think that might have been her. On that note, let's listen to the last two songs of this set. Again, my name is Ian Smith, and you've been listening to Doopy Time on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies. Let's hear these last two songs. Here's Freeze's IOU. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. beautiful girl in Hackney, you know.